beautiful, far heroes proved. In liberating strife, who more than self, their country loved.
Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are thrilled to have in studio with us today husband and wife, members of the Hastings VFW, Post 1210 in Hastings. Stephanie Malm is here and JT Malm, and we are very excited to get caught up with them and learn a little bit more about the Hastings VFW. Great to see you both.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you for having us.
I'm so happy that you came in today. I know both of you are active members of our community. And before we went on the air, JT, you told me that you have retired from the military. Tell us about your military experience, please.
I joined shortly after 9/11.
Was something that after 9/11 happened, you felt a call to patriotism, or what was it?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
Yep, I kind of was lacking some direction in my life at that time, needed kind of...
You hadn't met this one yet?
No, actually, yeah. I'll get to that part, because that's...
You know, okay.
People talk about meet cutes, you know? I don't know if you heard that term.
I've never heard that term.
That was on a lot
we
of
We do the, have a meet cute.
Yeah. We actually were getting ready to deploy to the Middle East.
Wait, now, first you got to talk about joining the military
before you're
deploying. Okay, so what were you interested in?
The acts of service.
Okay.
Acts of service. We wanted to be able to help people.
What did you know about the military before you joined?
Very, very little.
Okay, none of your family members had served?
My paternal grandfather, Rollo Malm, was a World War II Iwo Jima Marine.
Okay, he was a Marine. And so what branch of the military did you become interested in?
I actually went to the different recruiters.
You did?
I did. And I was at the Marine Corps.
I bet they were fighting over you.
I'm not sure. I remember talking to the Marine Corps recruiter and talking about that, and I walked outside of his door, and I think this was at the Roseville Mall, and the Army guy was right next door. And he grabbed me and said, "We pay more money."
Come on.
Oh, seriously. Yep. Then it came down to bonuses and being able to pick your job. You do the ASVAB, the Armed Services Vocational Aptitude Battery.
Sure, sure.
Yep. And then after you do that, you can pick your career based on your score.
What did you score highly in?
I could pick any job.
Okay,
that's
nice.
That's what he said. So I don't know the numbers, but I did fairly well, yeah.
And what job did you pick?
The highest bonus.
Oh.
I chased the money. It was actually at the time 31 Foxtrot. It was a mobile switching systems operator maintainer.
Okay.
Which is kind of like the AT&T of the Army.
So you went away to training?
Yeah, boot camp in Fort Jackson, South Carolina.
Okay.
And then schooling, advanced individual training in Fort Gordon.
So what year would this have been?
2003,
I think. And so then you were deployed?
Yep, a couple times. First time was just south of Baghdad in Iraq. Then we were part of the big, long, the group that got extended, the Red Bulls first, BCT.
Oh, dear.
So that was almost 2 full years. I think I was gone 3 or 4 days shy of 2 years from when we left home to when we got home. Then I was home for, was it about 9 months total?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's
under a year.
When I got the warning order, and I met Stephanie very briefly at my unit that I was attached to out of Invergrove Heights.
What's a warning order, please?
Warning order is when the leaders that be, your company leadership, gets a formal notification of deployment.
Okay. And how much time is that? Is that within 30 days?
A year. They try to give us a year, but I believe by law they have to give us 6 months. So usually that warning order comes in, we know about a year in advance.
Okay. So you had not met Stephanie until this Invergrove Heights thing.
Yeah. So after we got the warning order, a bunch of money comes in to, you know, the state and the units to get everybody prepared.
Sure.
For deployment. And we were switching systems, communication systems.
Okay.
At the time. And we both got sent to a school, a military school in Sacramento, California. So that's how we met officially.
Okay.
Is in a military school in California, even though I'm from Hastings. She's originally from Mankato. But I had to go all the way to California to meet my wife.
That is a crazy story. Wow. Well, Stephanie, how long had you been in the military, and what was your story of joining?
Yeah, I was 21 when I joined, and, you know, had a year of college under my belt, and I, you know, I think it's pretty crazy that I'm expected at 18 to know what I want to do when my with my life. I'm 41 now, and I still don't know what I want to be when I grow up, and I'm okay with that. But 21 and looking for some direction, I also didn't want to pay for college tuition. I wanted somebody else to foot the bill. So I started exploring some options and found that the National Guard would allow me to pursue a, you know, my college degree. At that point, I decided business administration is kind of what I want to go to. There's a few different ways that I can use that degree. So I joined the Minnesota Army National Guard. I did not even think to look at other options because it was right there. It was in my hometown, and my community means everything to me. Really, the catalyst goes back to eighth grade when the St. Peter tornadoes occurred.
Sure.
And I was in eighth grade, and I remember going through that town and seeing people in uniform helping the community and asking about, what is that? What are they doing? What are those soldiers doing? And being told, that's the National Guard. They're there to help with the relief, the tornado relief. And I thought, oh my goodness, I want to be a part of that.
So here's a fun fact. Terry Sieben was part of that.
Oh, really?
In St. Peter. Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Yes. So exploring those options and wanting to give community is everything. Wanting to give back to the community. And I didn't want to pay for college tuition. So this gave me all of that. And I originally signed up for communications, met JT in California.
What a small world.
Right? Isn't that great?
And there were other people from your unit also, or was it just you two?
There were seven of us.
Seven total.
Okay.
Yep.
That came from our unit to go to this particular school. And, I mean, the rest is history, I guess.
So how long after that did you get married?
We deployed to Iraq again.
And both of you at the same time?
Yes.
Yeah, we went to different places over there, but then when we got home, then we got married.
Wow.
Yeah. So it was about a year and a half of, you know, very unconventional dating.
Yeah, courting. Courting by afar.
It was by email.
Yeah.
That was the way that we were able to communicate. We got to see each other a handful of times, but other than that, it was, hey, how's Iraq going? Hey, how's Kuwait going for you? Okay, well, we'll see you back at home.
So did you come home at the same time?
No, we didn't. I actually injured my hip, so I got sent home early. Bounced around Germany, New Jersey on the way home, and then I was attached to a unit in Rock Island, Illinois. It's called a community-based warrior transition unit, where you get put on that to do some medical stuff where you can heal at home. While Stephanie was still over there, I was still technically on active duty at home. And then I was on that for 4 or 5 months.
You were on that for quite a few months. And then I remember coming home in January 2010, I'd say. And you came off of your orders shortly after I did.
Yeah.
So you have retired and you, Stephanie, are still in the military.
I just hit 20 years in service.
Oh, congratulations.
Back in August.
Wow. Well, thank you both for your service. How wonderful.
Thank you.
So what has the military given you, obviously, besides a spouse paying for your education? But what has it really given both of you?
I'll defer to you.
I think everybody's experience is going to be a little bit different. For me, it's the, again, giving back to the community, knowing that this is what I want to do. I can give back to the community while also being able to put food on the table. It's provided me leadership opportunities, phenomenal leadership opportunities that I would otherwise not get in perhaps the civilian sector. I've been able to lead troops, brand new recruits in the military, and getting to kind of mold them, getting them ready for basic training. I've had the opportunity to lead soldiers on deployment back here. I'm a paralegal, so I take care of the attorneys and the paralegals So leading in that aspect, also being a part of the command group too, and having that voice to say, okay, so my master's degree is in policy administration, and being able to say, okay, well, have we explored other options too that will be a positive impact to our communities, a positive impact to our service members and to the organization as a whole. So it's been really cool to be able to kind of, I guess, build my resume to see then what happens after I do decide to hang up my hat and figure out what my next career is.
And how has retirement been for you, JT?
Well, I've been out since 2013, maybe. A long time. Feels like a lifetime ago.
Mm-hmm.
So I've had different opportunities to explore, kind of just move on to the second phase, I guess, of my life, for lack of a better term.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been awesome.
That's great. The Hastings VFW, I know, is really looking to build their membership, and you two are so great to come in and chat about your story and about the VFW. But tell our listeners, please, the benefits of belonging to an organization like the VFW.
I think for a lot of members that are recently separated, whatever form of separation that you have, whether it be retirement or, you know, you did 4 years or whatever it may be, you get that sense of belonging. Mm-hmm. And that's, I know a lot of people miss that, the quote unquote brotherhood or sisterhood of the units, the cohesion, being with your peers. So you get a lot of that with the VFW. You get people that are close to the same, if not the same as you, you know, so the people understand you a little bit better.
Do you find that it doesn't really matter what war you were involved in, that there still is that commonality?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. You can go in there and chat up a World War II guy. When I first started, there was a handful of World War II guys still around. The Korea guys, the Vietnam guys, the Desert Storm guys. It's all one. You know, you're all united, that common bond that I think less than 1% of the entire population has. So it's kind of cool that way.
Very cool that way. As far as some of the things that the VFW does around our community, I think people would be surprised at the outreach that they have. Stephanie, do you want to tell us some of the things behind the scenes that the VFW does?
Yeah, definitely. I'm totally going to steal JT's thunder here, because as veterans, and I really look up to, like, my dad was in the Navy. He's a Vietnam vet. They don't brag about their service. They, you know, and it's just something that they did to get by. It was a duty. They got called to duty and they did it. And then they came home and my dad was a postal worker and retired from the post office. So being involved with the VFW, you won't ever hear the VFW, the veterans there, bragging about what they do behind the scenes. But there's, you know, scholarships. Oh my gosh, the amount.
Let's talk about the high school scholarships that are given out year after year, and you have increased the dollar amounts.
Yeah, I can't remember what the dollar amount is, but I do see that increasing. And then the giving, it's a lot of giving. So extending that community service outside of the uniform, but also maintaining that camaraderie that a lot of us, the majority of us veterans, did experience while we were serving.
And I also really appreciate the other things that you do in honor of veterans at their funerals. I mean, the honor guard, I think, is so special. I love to see the VFW lead a parade. You know, those are things that perhaps we take for granted. I agree with you. The VFW is involved in a lot of things.
I was going to say about the Honor Guard, a special opportunity that is for anybody. So if anybody is listening and wants to be involved in that, they're always looking for good people that want to be available for the Honor Guard. I don't do it myself, but for some guys, it's a very fulfilling role that they can do, another act of service to give a final appropriate send-off to veterans.
Yeah, it's just so beautiful and so meaningful and special for the families, too.
That is something that I will do when I retire full-time. It would be really cool to be a part of that alongside my VFW comrades. The involvement, too, with the VFW, JT and I are very busy. JT is a hockey coach, a football coach, a dad.
He works full-time.
No, part-time job.
So very, very busy. And this era that we're in right now as veterans and as employees or coaches and
parents,
it is very time consuming. So to give even more is just like, you know, you kind of roll your eyes and think, I don't have time right now to give, but that's okay. Your membership is enough right now. We want you to be a part of this community, even if it means that you're just getting the newsletters, to allow us to reach out to you and say, what are your needs right now? Because maybe there's something out there that you're not aware of that, hey, veteran, we can help you with that. Because we get that you're busy right now. And so, like, my commitment is I'm very busy, but when that call comes, I'm going to be there. And hopefully we can get some more individuals to do the same.
So how can people go about becoming a member of the VFW?
Dave Angerman right now is kind of leading the membership push, so you can get a hold of him. I don't know if he'd be okay with me putting his number out there, so I'll wait for that. There is a new Facebook page coming, and there's a new website being finalized.
And you have an office actually east of Hastings. Tell us about that.
Yes, a great office.
No kidding.
It's awesome down there. It is connected to United Heroes League, so right on the corner there of Glendale Road and 10th Street or Havana Trail, what it turns into right there. You'll see the light up sign there, the big signs. I know with the UHL, Shane Hudell has been amazing. He's also a member, Shane is, with facilitating the move down there and the facilities. I know the VFW will have a presence with Hockey Day Minnesota coming up. It's pretty exciting down there. There's a lot of stuff that I'm sure we're just glossing over and not getting to the meat and potatoes of it. One is because I get excited and my brain moves on to the next subject so quick. So forgive me.
Well, it's something that you should be proud to be excited about. It's a wonderful thing. And we're very lucky in Hastings to have such an active Hastings VFW. And again, if you are interested in more information about the Hastings VFW, check out their upcoming website.
So Stephanie talked about the commitment, the time commitment. And really, it's as much or as little as you want. The best way I can put it is if you want to be heavily involved, there'll be people welcoming you with open arms. If you want to be a peripheral member and just hang out, yeah, people will welcome you with open arms. I know the guys are down there Saturday mornings just to kind of hang out in the clubhouse and chat and get the informal meetings, I guess you call that. And then the actual membership meetings are the second Tuesday of the month.
Great information. Thank you so much. And if you do have additional questions, you can call 651-437-8231. Thank you so much for coming in today. Stephanie Malm, JT Malm, they are active members of the Hastings VFW post 1210, and they certainly would love to have more members join. So give the VFW a call, 651-437-8231. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7, KDWA in Hastings.
Oh, beautiful, far heroes proved in liberating strife. Who more than self? Yeah. Country loved.